2 Timothy chapter 1 tonight. I want to begin reading tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 1. If you have your place at verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. And the Bible says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes, and the Lord giveth mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord granted unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well." I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. Like I said, I'll try not to be too long. But I want to preach on this thought. When we take a stand, amen? When we take a stand. You know, when we do that, people's not going to like it. There's a whole lot of folks that ain't going to stand with us. But I want to say, if we don't stand for something, you know, we'll fall for anything. But when we take a stand and we stand upon the things of God, you can't have a more stronger stand than that. Amen? When we stand upon the things of God, trusting in Him, praise God, for all that He's able to do for us. And now the world that we live in today don't want us they don't want to stand. They want to be compromising happening all the world. Everywhere you look, everywhere, people want to compromise the things of God. It's funny that there's certain things in our life that we will not compromise, but we so easily, so readily will compromise the Word of God. Amen? But I don't think the Word of God is something that should be compromised. It's something that we should stand upon, that we should build upon, praise God, because the Word of God will not fail. When everything else is failing and falling apart all around us, amen, the Word of God will stand. That's why we need to have a stand, and that we need to take a stand today. Amen. And stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, "Hey, listen." He said, "What we're doing?" He said, "We're taking a stand for the Lord." Amen. And he says, he tells young Timothy here, he said, "I know where you have." He said, "I know the persuasion that you have." He said, "I know your family. I know your heritage." Amen. I said, "I know that line of faith that you come out of." Amen. And praise God. I won't say that we should know the line of faith that we come out of. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, ain't got much of a line, praise God." Well, it's time to start one. Yeah. Amen. It's trying to get in line with God. It's time to stand for what's right. So we see here in the Word of God, the Bible tells here that we need to have a standing. Amen. But when you take a stand, you say, "Well, how do you stand?" Number one, we need to stand morally. In verse 13, Paul tells young Timothy here, he said, hold fast the form of sound words. He said, number one, morally, so we got to take the Word of God, and we got to take it, and we got to believe it, and we have to stand on it. Amen. Everything else is shifting sand. And you know what happened to old fella that built his house on the shifting sand? The storm came up, and the rain came, and down it came, and boom, there went his house, and everything that was in it. Amen. But the one that built his house upon a rock, praise God. The storms came, the rain pounded, praise God, but that house stood. Amen. So when we take a stand, praise God, we got to stand on the moral things of this thing. We got to stand on the precious Word of God. He said, the Word that we've heard. And he said, and we stand upon it, and morally, our morals, praise God, come from standing on it in faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. So that's how we stand, praise God, because we know what Jesus did. We know the promises he gave us, and we're building morally. We're building our morals upon what we know. See, we're not like a whole lot of people. We have some morals, praise God, that we found upon according to the Word of God. And when we build upon the Word of God, praise God, we're building something that's morally sound. Amen. When you take a stand, when you build on something, there's a whole lot of folks who don't like it. Amen. Because you take a stand. See, people today, now they don't want you to take a stand. You know, in our colleges, where we send our children to a higher learning place, they're making places now where they can go and not have to listen to nobody's opinion. But the sad part is, you're not allowed to have any morals when you go there. You're not allowed. If you're going to go to that place, you can't take your morals with you. You have to leave them somewhere else. You go to that place, you just kind of got to fit in. I don't see how in the world that can work. Looks to me like total chaos. And you know who's the author of confusion? The devil. Amen. He is the author of confusion. And when you take a stand, amen, the devil ain't going to like it. Amen. So Paul tells us here that we need to stand on morals. On the morals we have, the solid doctrine, the instruction that we have from God. Amen. That we have to do that. That we don't have a choice. Not only do we have to be morally sound, but we have to be a person of convictions. Amen. We got to have convictions. And we got to stand upon those convictions. Look at verse 12. He said, for which cause I also suffered these things. But now listen to the conviction that Paul had. See, he had strong conviction. He says, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know. See, he was convicted. He knew. He said, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. See, that's what conviction is. When you know, praise God, and you're persuaded by that conviction. But in the place, when we take a stand, there's going to be people say, you know what, we don't want to hear about your morals. We don't want to hear about your convictions, amen. We don't believe in that, and we're trying to go our own way, and we don't care what you say. Amen. But we've got to be strong. We've got to build upon a strong morals and upon strong convictions. Amen. And the Lord God of glory, if you're a child of God, He will convict you of things. He'll give you a strong conviction. Amen. We'll have convictions. Now I want to say this. I see. Now I'm just going to use me. Amen. That way you won't be pouting at me. I can use me. So I can say, you know what, Brother Rick? Since I've become a child of God, since I got saved in 1976, my convictions have changed. Hello? Listen to me. My convictions have changed. Since you've been saved, your convictions have probably changed. You know why? Because when we're morally correct, when we're standing upon the Word of truth, God begins to change our convictions. Amen. We start seeing in His Word, praise God, that some of these things that we've done, some of the places we went, some of the things we've done, praise God, the other things that we said, praise God, didn't line up with the book. Amen. Since I got saved, praise God, I became, since I became a more moral person, my convictions have continually changed. Amen. To the place that I am now. And I hope I'm doing it right. Amen. As God begins to reveal to me, praise God, I build on my convictions. And I'm not going to give an inch, praise God, because God, if God says so, praise God, He said, let man be a liar and that everything God said be truth. Amen. If it don't come from God, then it's a lie. Hey, this old King James Bible is one of my convictions. Amen. Praise God, I believe there's moral truth in here. And it convicts my heart, praise God, and it's changing me, molding me to the likeness of Jesus. Amen. One day I'm going to see Him face to face, and the Bible says I'm going to be, Brother Chris, like Him. Amen. That's my goal. Praise God. And now when my youngins look at me, I don't want them to see Jeff Massey. I want them to see Joel, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we take a stand, though, we got morals, we got convictions, the world ain't going to like it. Amen. He said, I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Paul said, I've got a strong conviction. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then when you take a stand, amen, the world ain't going to want to hear your opinions. They'll tell you now in these colleges, they say, well, you keep your opinion to yourself. So if they won't let you voice your opinion, they don't allow the morals, they don't allow conviction, and they don't allow your opinion, then what do they allow? Remember the message I preached a while back about Adolf Hitler and how he started and how he began to build this thing? That's where we're at. They're dictating to our children, hey, this is what you do, this way you believe, this way you act, this way you react, and anything else is wrong. Amen. It's time, praise God, when we take a stand, they're not going to like it. When we send our little old youngins, praise God, down to the college, and they stand up and say, you know what? What you're teaching, what you're instructing is wrong. Amen. They're not going to like it. These old youngins have to go to the schoolhouse now, and if their teachers start telling them, and they say, wait a minute, Pastor Jeff said this is wrong according to God. And they say, hey, wait a minute. You know what? That's not right. They're not going to like it. Mama, daddy, there'll be a ring in your phone that say, little old Junior, little old Sally, praise God, she ain't getting with the program. Well, let me ask you, whose program is it? Is it theirs or God's? Amen. Praise the Lord, I'd rather line up with God any day than line up with the world. Amen. But when we begin to voice our opinion, nobody want to hear it. Amen. We see here in the Word of God, He said, they were some fellas had their opinion. These fellas here, He said this, verse 15, He said this, that thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. He said, everybody in Asia, He said, everybody's turned their back on me. He said, they didn't want to hear what this little old preacher boy had to say. But Paul said, hey, listen, I would just tell what thus says the Word of God. Amen. Amen. He said, I was preaching and instructing from a higher power. Amen. And he said, the whole nation, amen, he said, I was taking a stand. I was standing for something, praise God, and said, they didn't want to hear it. Amen. Said, the whole nation of Asia, he said, they turned their back to it. Amen. That's a common practice. Amen. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the opinion. They don't want to hear the things of God. They don't hear the things from Godward. Amen. They don't want to hear, praise God, when you're a patriot and you stand up and say, you know what? This is the United States of America. This is where we live, praise God. It was established. It was sounded, founded, praise God, upon the precious Word of God, and we're going to stand upon it. Amen. We're going to stand with our founding fathers, praise God. We're going to stand with our Constitution of the United States of America. Glory be to God. We're going to stand and pledge the allegiance to the flag. Amen. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to shut that. You ought to shut your TV off. Don't listen to the NCAA or the NCAA, whatever it is. Amen. You ought to forget that mess. Let those other folks keep them up. I'd shut her down. I wouldn't watch a game. Amen. They want to try to take us hostage. I want to ask you a question tonight. Amen. What's more important? Our little old youngin' be able to go to the bathroom without some pervert being there beside them, or a stinking ball game and a dollar. Amen. Amen. I'm with our governor. I said, why are we even having this conversation? Amen. There's common sense to everything. But when we take a stand, amen, they're persecuting him. I mean, they're cutting him left and right, praise God, because he's trying to stand up for me and you and these little ones. Amen. I tell you what, hey, listen, that's something you better not bring my way. Because if I got my little old granddaughter, she goes in the ladies' bathroom, I'm like John Fry, praise God, and I see one of them perverts, some man dressed like a woman, he's a she or whatever she is, praise God, and he goes in there with her, I'm going to be right behind him. Amen. And I catch him doing something, I'm gonna bounce him right out of there. Amen. Why? Because that's time that we stood for something. Praise God. When you take a stand, it ain't gonna be popular, but praise God, it'll be right. Amen. Because we've got morals, because we've got convictions, because we're entitled to our opinion. Amen. We're entitled to be a patriot. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm a patriot of the United States of America. Amen. I'm a child of God. Amen. First. And I'm a child of the United States second. Amen. This is my country. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me say, when we stand tonight and we stand, When we try to take a stand tonight, there's a whole lot of folks around that say, but you know what they're doing? Let me just say this. There's a whole lot of folks are watching you, praise God, and they hope you'll take a stand. That's just like every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, praise God, every Wednesday, when you get in your car and you go down there to the house of God, you probably got neighbors that's watching out the window to see, praise God, if you're still going. They're over there drinking their booze and taking their dope, and they're just hoping, praise God, that they're just hoping that you got enough hope to keep you in. Amen. Amen. Because every time they see you go down to the house of God, they say, well, they've got something. Well, they got something. They must be getting something down there. Amen. They go out excited. Come back pumped up. Amen. Their youngins ain't like our youngins. Amen. Their relationship, husband, wife, praise God, it ain't what we've got. They're waiting. They're expecting. They're longing for something. Praise the Lord. But if we take a stand, when we take a stand tonight, folks ain't going to like it. Folks is liable to call us names. Amen. They liable to call you names tonight. But you know, let me just say this. If you're going to call somebody a name, don't expect them, praise God, not to look to see what that means and check them on it. Amen. When somebody starts a calling you name, putting you down because you're trying to stand for what's right. Amen. Hey, man, thank God, they might as well, they need to know that we're going to call them on it. Amen. When somebody stands up and says, because you've got morals and convictions, because you're a patriot of the United States, and because you've got opinion, amen, that you're somebody deplorable. Amen. A basket of them, by the way. Amen. Well, let me tell you, what we need to do is we need to look. I didn't know what that word meant. I just said, I didn't know if I was one or not. Amen. I said, I know what I am. I'm a child of God, standing on precious word of God, looking to see the face of God. Amen. That's how I knew. But they stood up and said, well, you're a deplorable person because you stand for something. Amen. Well, I got to look at that, and I began to look it up in my old Webster dictionary to see what Brother Daniel Webster had to say about it. And he says this about people that's deplorable. His definition, he says, that may be deplored or lamented. Lamentable. He said, that makes you sad to cry in. Amen. That's who we were. He said, that's who we are. He said, if you're trying to take a stand with morals and conviction, if you don't believe in killing babies, if you can't be persuaded that they're just a fetus, they're just something that needs to be chunked, he said, then you're a deplorable person. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, I believe you ought to be able to kill babies. Well, that's between you and God, but it's wrong. God says that fetus in the womb, praise God, is a living human being. Amen. And I will say this, we need to be ringing our Congress here. Did you know there's a bill before Congress? That Life Begins at Conception Act. Hello? There's a bill before Congress. Life begins at conception. We ought to be ringing our phone off the hook. I've written them. I've called. I said, hey, we need you to vote that in today. Because when they voted in today, tomorrow Roe versus Wade goes out the window. Because in the United States of America, praise God, we've a right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. And that little one in the womb, praise God, has much a right to life as me and you. Amen. Amen. People say, well, preacher told me one time, said, well, preacher, you know these little old girls goes out there and makes a mistake, hurt some little boy. Yeah. Amen. Don't blame it on the girl. Yeah. It takes two to tango. Yeah. Amen. And they make a mistake. Well, I won't say two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. We ought to take her and tell her, praise God, there's a better way to do things. We ought to show her, praise God, and we ought to love that little old baby. He didn't do nothing wrong. Amen. Praise God, but they say that we're deplorable, we're lamentable, we're sad. Cried weeping over. Amen. He said that demand or causes lamentation, hence sad. But he didn't stop her. Let me tell you, let me share four other things that he said that we were. He said that they say that we are. He said that we're calamitous. Amen. In other words, he said we're very afflicted. We're afflicted, we're beat down. He said we're so depressed. He said we don't even know what we need or who we are. Amen. You know, it does take a village. Amen. You ain't got enough sense to take care of yourself and your children, praise God. So somebody has to help you do that. I say, glory be to God, you're right. The Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of glory is right there to help us all the way. Amen. Amen. They said, we're very afflicted. We're afflicted. Beat down and afflicted, praise God. Yeah, from a lot of years of abuse. Amen. Because we stand for something and they don't, the devil don't like it. Amen. He said, we're calamitous. Not only that, he says that we're grievous. Amen. That word grievous means provoking, offensive, tend to irritate. Amen. Amen. He said we're grievous. Said we get under their skin. Amen. Said they can't. Said we're like an old dog with the mange. Praise God. And we get on them. Praise God. And they can't shake us. Amen. Said we're grievous. Said we're provoking. Amen. Provoking. Amen. Yeah, provoking to the goodness of God. Said we're offensive. You believe somebody would stand up in your face and say, you know what? You're offensive to me. How about casting your vote? Yeah, I'm going to. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they're offensive, and he said they tend to irritate. Amen. Can you imagine somebody that's saying that about you and me? Because we take a stand for morals and convictions, but we've got a standard of living. Amen. According to the will and the way of God. Amen. And then, praise God, and they say, well, that's not right. You've got the chunk head and you've got to do what we say. I want to say, praise God, that God's people never have and they never will. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not only are calamitous and grievous, but they're miserable. Amen. That word means miserable. Deplorable, it means it has a tendency to mean miserable. It means very unhappy. Amen. I don't know about you, it gets pretty happy around here sometimes. Amen. I mean, it gets to flowing through the pews, praise God, and running out of eyes and everything. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not very unhappy. I'm probably the happiest. I'm like Brother X, praise God. I'm probably the happiest right now than I've ever been. Amen. He stood up, I believe it was Wednesday night, testified, praise God, he's the happiest he'd been. And amen, 8, 9 years, amen, ever since he got back in, started praising God every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. They say, well, you're just a very unhappy person. That's what's wrong with you. That's why you're standing where you're at, but you're very unhappy where you're standing. I say, praise God, I'm not unhappy where I'm standing. I'm rejoicing in my Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not only are you very unhappy, he said, you're full of grief. Got a lot of grief. Bearing a heavy load. You're just full of grief. Amen. I am. I've looked around, seen who our leaders were. And it made me sad. Amen. Praise God. I said, Lord God, please give us another. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are saved the ones we got. He said, we're unhappy. He said, we're full of grief. He said, we're full of pain. Amen. We're pain. Amen. We're pain because we're taking a stand. It's hard. Amen. It's a fight. A conflict. Praise God. In standing for what's right. Hey, listen, God in His Word never promised us it'd be easy to stand for what's right. Amen. The children of God, He's telling Timothy here, He said, you need to be encouraged in the Lord, praise God. He said, you need to be fired up because it ain't going to be an easy fight. He said, you're going to have to fight all the way from the synagogue to your house, Timothy. Amen. He said, it's going to be a fight every step of the way. Praise the Lord. He said, we're miserable, full of very unhappy, full of grief, pain. They said, oh yeah, and by the way, that does mean poverty. He said, you're poverty stricken. It's what your problem. Amen. He said, you're just way down here. And see what they're doing? They're up there high on their pedestal. And the reason they know that, they're looking down on us. Amen. But I want to tell them, glory be to God, they don't know where God brought me. Amen. They don't know where God's are putting me today. Amen. God put me in a different place. Praise God. I used to be here, but praise God, now I'm a walking on the clouds. Looking for a glorious Redeemer, praise God. One day in just a little while when He comes again. But they don't like it because you take a stand. They said, oh, you're just impoverished. He said, you're poverty. He said, you're poverty. And another word is barren. He said, yeah, what's the problem is you just ain't got nothing. Amen. So you're impoverished, you're in poverty. Amen. Because you're so sad and unhappy, praise God, because you ain't got nothing. But praise God, they could be no farther from the truth. Amen. Because, praise God, when you're a child of God, when you've got the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, amen, with an expectation of heaven, praise God, you've got it all. Amen. 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 More than you couldn't buy it with money. Amen. I don't care if you was Rockefeller, you couldn't buy it with money. Amen. That other old fella, what is it, that done the computer or whatever it was, Facebook, whatever. You couldn't, hey, praise God, he couldn't buy. He got Buku's money, but he can't buy what we got. Amen. But they said, we're miserable because we don't believe like they do. Why we don't act like they do? Because we stand for something. Do you know just because you stand for something that you're miserable? But not only did they say that we were miserable, but that word also means that we're wretched. Amen. You're just a miserable, old wretched thing. Amen. That word wretched means to be worthless. It means you're not worth nothing. Amen. How many times are they going to tell us that? Amen. Well, I tell you what we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. And we've got a blessed hope and a promise, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking and I'm peeking into glory day by day. Amen. Glory be God. I'm seeing things, glory to God, that I ain't ever seen before. They may call me wretched, praise God. They may call me worthless, but glory be to God. My Heavenly Father says, hey, glory be, you're worth it. I'll pay it all. Amen. Look down at this little old sinful boy, this little old sinful man, Brother David, and said, you're worth it all. God said, I'll bankrupt heaven for you. Praise God, but they say that we're wretched. We're worthless. That word wretched means worthless, but also means hateful. See, that's what tears them up. I mean, when we're taking a stand, they say, well, you know what? You taking a stand like that, standing for something, praise God. He said, that's just hateful to you. It's hateful for you that you know, you'd have morals and convictions and have your opinion, that you'd claim to be a patriot of these United States of America. That's just hateful. What makes you want to be like that? Why can't we just get along? Amen. That's what they'd like for us to do. Amen. And we can in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes all things new. But they say we're not only worthless and hateful, but he said that word also means vile. They said that we're just vile people. We caught up in a religion, in an aspect of something, praise God, and we're just so why do you have to be so dogmatic about it? Why can't you just compromise just a little bit? It's just vile of you not to be able to compromise just a little. But because we're taking a stand, praise God, and we're going to stand for something. Amen. If you're standing over here 1 minute and over there 1 minute and in the middle another minute, praise God, you're not standing for something. Amen. You're flip-flopping on something. Amen. They said, we just don't understand, praise God, why you have to be so wretched, so vile, so determined. Amen. Because we're taking a stand. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So they say that we're a deplorable. Amen. I don't feel like I'm deplorable. Do you fit that definition? Not me. Amen. We're not, hey, listen, Stony Fork Baptist, Independent Missionary Baptist Church, we're not a basket full of deplorables. Amen. We're a basket full of some people that's taking a stand for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, without fear or compromise. Amen. That's a difference. That disallows all these definitions, praise God, and puts us on a firm foundation with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But they don't stop at saying that we're deplorable. They go on and say that we're irredeemable. Amen. Can you believe somebody say that about me, Brother Jeff? That I'm irredeemable. Now, the definition of irredeemable is that cannot be redeemed. Now, I see where they're at. Because there's a long time, I thought the same thing. And I thought, well, God never saved some old wretch like me. See, I fit all them definitions at one time. But amen, one day Jesus, March 1976, Jesus came to where I was. He saved me by His marvelous grace. Praise God, I ain't been perfect yet, but praise God, I'm serving a perfect Savior. Amen. He's molding me and making me, glory be to God, and likens His image. But He said that we can't be redeemed. Now what does redemption mean? He said to be redeemed, Webster says this, to be ransomed, delivered from bondage, distress, penalty, liability, or from the possession of another by paying an equivalent. Amen. But when they stand and say, you know what, you're deplorable and you're irredeemable, then I've got to question myself, wait a minute. That's not according to what my Jesus said. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe I'm going to stand with my Jesus. Amen. That's their opinion. They have a right to their opinion. Amen. But I'm not irredeemable. Praise God. Because a redeemer bought me. The dictionary says a redeemer is one who redeems or ransoms. Amen. I read in a volume of the book that they was one Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. That He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Amen. And praise God, He grew up and He died on the cross of Calvary for my sins. Amen. And it says in the book of Acts that He died according to the Scriptures. And He arose the third day according to the Scriptures. And that He was seen by according to the Scriptures. Because God said so. Amen. I'm redeemed, praise God. When you take a stand, people won't like it. But I'm taking a stand because I've been redeemed by a price. Amen. The price was the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for me. Praise God, Brother Jeff, that I could go free. Amen. He redeemed me. But you know what they say? They said you're irredeemable, that you can't be bought. Amen. Do you hear me? They said you're irredeemable. The problem is you can't be bought. Hello? I'm somebody going somewhere. I've already been paid for. I've already been paid for. Amen. Amen. I ain't been bought. I can't be bought. I'm taking a stand because I can't be bought. I've already been redeemed, praise God, by the precious Lamb of God. Amen. They won't like it when we take a stand. But praise God, we got to stand on what God says. And we got to look. It don't hurt a thing to look them straight between the eyes and say, I know what you're saying. Amen. But praise God, I'm taking a stand because I've already been paid for. Thank you. Amen. Hey, you may have enough money to buy everything else, but you can't buy me. Amen. You may buy everything else, but you may buy America, but you will not buy me. Amen. I'm going to stand. I'm going to take a stand. Praise God. I'm going to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ till He comes to get me back, take me home, be with Him. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. I've got a blessed hope tonight. Amen. Praise God. I'm not none of those things they say I am. Praise God. We're a precious child of God. We've been bought and paid for by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed. Amen. By the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.